Rabbi, we're going to make our scholar on Kehelas, Sefer Kehelas. We'll spend the next couple of weeks on the Sefer. The reason to chapa Ryan Dafka now is because Kehelas is the minute kodom already from the Machzor Vitri and the Rishonim that we read Megillas Kehelas during Sukkos. And so obviously it connects to the Yom Tov of Sukkos more so than Stam. And in addition, there's a Chibur Bechlal to Chodesh El with Sefer Kehelas. So today I'll just give you Hagdom Ektane. The last cycle that we did Kehelas, which is a while ago, I told the Olam over a Vort why maybe Kehelas, connection between Kehelas and Sukkos. I said that if you look throughout Sefer Kehelas, he talks about the sun. Constantly talks about the sun, right? My Yisroin Lo'odom, Shiyamul Tochas Hashem, is what does a person gain by toiling with things that are under the sun? Things under the sun means earth, planet earth. Right? Basically everything. Hevel Havolim. You know, everything is no, everything is basically for naught, there's no need, there's no tachlis in everything. That's why the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Chazal wanted to actually bury. They want to be going as Megillas Kehelas. Because a person could make a mistake to think that Kehelas is just talking down on the Bria. So the Bikshu Lignois, Sefer Kehelas. But Lamaisa, according to the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Kehelas is probably the most chashuv sefer of Shlomo HaMelech, meaning the one that he wrote it after everything. Shlomo HaMelech wrote three Sfarim. He wrote Sefer Shir HaShirim. He wrote Sefer Mishle, and he wrote Sefer Kehelas. And the Medrash brings down as a machloik is what the historically when these Sfarim were written. But according to several of the opinions in the Medrash, one says he did them together, but the Medrashim that say there was some kind of an order, the Medrash says he started first with Shir HaShir, and the Medrash goes on to say that that's when people are into song, young people, and then Derech as you get older, Misholim, Sefer Mishle, and then Kehelas, that was Bishaz Zeknusa, that he wrote Sefer Kehelas. So clearly Kehelas is Bishas, the peak of Shlomo HaMelech's Chochmah, of besides for his Chochmah, of him going through life. Like the Gemara says in Kiddushim, going through life is a Chochmah. Vadarto Pnei Zoken, even a person, Azoken HaShamoy, even a Goy Azoken, you have to stand up because they have life's experience. They're called, it's also a Chochmah. It's a Kana Chochmah. So this was like Shlomo HaMelech Sefer, after Shir HaShirim, after he wrote the Sefer of Mishle, then he wrote Kehelas. So the Mahalach I gave, some of you may remember, probably not too many because it's been a long time ago, is that it could be that Chazal say that when Shlomo HaMelech wrote his Sefer, and they wanted, the Chachamim wanted to bury it, wanted to begin as it, they decided not to, because he writes, if he would have just thrown my Yisrin Lodim Shiyamol, everything is hevel, everything is like for naught, it's what do you gain by toiling? Then Etaka would have buried it. But he said, my Yisrin Lodim Shiyamol Tachas Hashemesh, Tafka under the sun. So the fact that he added those words, Shlomo HaMelech, there was an implication, my Yisrin Lodim Shiyamol Tachas Hashemesh. Don't toil with things that are under the sun. But things that are lamalim in Hashemesh, namely the Torah, which is Frifur Brias Olam, that you should toil. So the kasha I asked was, Shlomo HaMelech, that's a chiddush. They should toil in Torah. For that saved the book. So the thought that we had was really a relatively simple thought. It says, Seis osis b'Hashem togol nafshi b'lekai. The Novi says, Ki kachos yichayim per. When we're talking about the Geula, and we say how happy we're going to be with the Geula, so the Novi says, Kechos yichayim per. The way a kala puts on her glory and the chosn, Cain. Same way we're going to be ogil b'Hashem. What's the connection? What's the shaychus? So I once saw from one of the Sfaradim Mekubalim from the earlier generations of David Pardo in his Sefer Kohelas David, he said a great pshat. He said, most things in life, what's good for one is competition with the other. Actually, Medrash Tanchuma says it beferish. The Medrash Tanchuma says that in all dvarim gashmim, in all physical things, right, what's good for Reuven is not necessarily good for Shimon. Not only not necessarily, it's by definition. By definition, it's a loss for Shimon. It's hard to look at it that way, but this is the way the Medrash explains it. There's a certain amount of shefa in the world. So envision $100 million is coming down. Muncie is getting $100 million. I'm giving you just a minute. Lasaber is oiz. The Bernishlam is geyser. $100 million is coming to Muncie. Okay? Now, any guy that earns $1 million, is that much he's taking out of the pie. So now he's only $999 million left for Muncie. Yeah? So that guy that got the million, it came out of our pockets. It's the way some people feel about shuls and yeshivas when they put different houses on the name of the shul or the yeshiva. Some people have tinnitus. Why do they have tinnitus? Because how does taxes work? Taxes works, or the way it's supposed to work, the town has a certain amount of expenses. This is the way taxes are supposed to be, right? And they divide it, basically, with the residents, right? And then they decide, again, if you have a bigger house, so you take a bigger piece of that pie, right? So if the town needs $100 million, right, for the town expenses. So now they divide it, the people living in the town. So some people have a taina that if you have, let's say, a home that's, it's not really a yeshiva home, for example, right? Not really a yeshiva home. But you decide you're going to put on the yeshiva name, or you have a shul. So you have a shtickle shtiebel in your basement, but l'maisa, it's a house. It's your house. But now you go, you take your whole house, you call it Congregation Mosrov, right? It's not Congregation Mosrov, Pettis. It's your house. So you have one little room in the basement, that's your shul. Some people have a tiny, and I'm not going to go through this now because I don't think any of you are rebbes with shtiblach, but some people have a tiny, besides for whether in halacha you're allowed to do that. Are you allowed to do like a shtick like that as a kosher? That's a good shayla. Havrochas meches. I'm not going into that. Some people have a bein adam l'chaveri taina. They taina, this guy that makes his whole house look like a shtibel, when it's not, he's costing all of us. Because now, the town basically is taking the $100 million of expenses, and they're dividing it with less people. So if there's 50 fake shtibel, right, there's 50 so-called shtiblach that are not paying any taxes, any town taxes. Now it's costing everybody else more. It's a taina. That's the taina. So the Medrash Tanchuma says that's not the way it works. Dvorim gashmiim, even though we know kol mazay noisav shalodim ketsuvim lo yinahin in hell. Which, by the way, there's a Ran like this. There's a Ran in Rosh Hashanah says the same thing. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah says, even though there's a steer in Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah, one Mishnah says, I bought Prokham Oilam Nida. And it breaks up the year. You know, Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos on water and Peres Elon and on Pesach Alcha, on the Tfuah. But then we know it says that on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boya Hilam Ivan Lafanov. The Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah Hashem Paskins. And Chazal tell us, Rosh Hashanah Hashem Paskins everything you're going to have for the year. Right? So that's it. Whatever you're going to have for the year, Hashem Paskins on Rosh Hashanah. So the Shaila is, what does it mean that the world is judged four times a year? The guy's a farmer. He's a farmer, right? He has a farm. So what do you mean his fruit are judged on Shavuos? So Rosh Hashanah Hashem decided already. It's not like Doran's cash. Hashem already decided Rosh Hashanah. Hashem decided Rosh Hashanah. How much fruit he's going to have. Right? Or if the potatoes are going to be smaller, there'll be more of them. How much he's going to make is already decided on Rosh Hashanah. It's irrelevant. It makes it irrelevant what happens on Pesach. So you know what the Ran says? Zahan! I don't think anybody Rosh Hashanah looks at it that way. I'm just saying what the Ran says. The Ran says that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides, as far as financially, what percentage you're getting. You hear what I say? I don't think anybody looks at it this way. But the Ran, what percentage? So Hashem decides you're getting a point three. How much is that going to end up being? We don't know yet. Sukkah still be this much water, you'll get that percentage. This is payless. What the Shefa in the world will be still decided. Not everything is decided Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out according to the Ran, your bank account is not 100% locked in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you got your percentage. The Loshim Ketuvim sounds not like that, but I'm just telling you the way the Ran learns. The Medrash Tanchuma says a similar idea, that in Dvarim Gashmiim, Kishazeh Kom Zeh Noifel, meaning this guy makes money indirectly. That doesn't mean every time you see a guy makes $1,000, you should think, oh, it's my $1,000. No. But there's a certain amount. It's a competitive world. The world is a competition. But that's by Gashmias. Ruchnias is not like that. Ruchnias, there is no, it's limitless. Hashem doesn't paskin how much Ruchnias is going to come down. Okay? So, if you learn Shas, doesn't mean I can't learn Shas. Okay? If Yoel makes a siyum on Shishi Sidrei Mishnah, I'm still learning my Mishnahs. You didn't steal one Mishnah from me. If I cared, you inspired me to learn more Mishnahs. If I cared. In Ruchnias, there is no such a thing as me taking from you. Because whatever I get, you can get the same. Not only that, the Gemara says in Tainus, Choy Dvorai Num Hashem Keish. It's like a fire. You put another piece of wood in the fire. Fire gets bigger. We could enhance each other. I always learned that's the Pshat Kina Soy from Tar B'Chochma. What's the Kina Soy from Tar B'Chochma? And Kina Tar B'Chochma Mitzinus Odom and Oil. How do you reconcile these two concepts? How could the same concept be on one side? Destructive imamish destroys your life if somebody is jealous of another person. It can destroy their life. And then we say, but can I say for him, if I'm jealous that Yoel went through Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, then it's a mile for me. Tabacho. The pshat is very simple. Because when I'm jealous of what you have, I really can't have that. That's yours. So the jealousy is destructive. Because either I'm going to remain jealous, or I'm going to steal it from you. There's no good out here. That jealousy has no good conclusion. Usually it just makes you miserable. But Kina Seifer, what is Kina Seifer? He went through Shas. Klipper went through Shas. Good, I want also to go through Shas. I don't have to take his Shas from him. You go up Shas. Gewaldig. Verstehst Niedelmann? I only gain from that.
That's tal b'chokhmah. The kinna is not destructive, because the kinna is it's self understood that what you have is only inspiring me. Doesn't. Am I other sick people in the world that are just jealous about somebody else's ruchnius and they don't do anything about it? Yeah, but that's not a normal nature. That's not the regular. Regular kinna, normal, healthy kinna is destructive. Healthy kinna soifim is healthy. It's productive. Tar b'choch. It's productive. Choy dvarayinu ma'ashem keish. The world, therefore, is full of disappointment. Hevel avolim ha'kol hevel. The world is full of disappointment. Why? Because everything in the world is limited. Everything in the world is competition. So if you look at the world just for its physical attributes, it's very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. But there's another end. The other end is the spiritual benefits that there are in this world. And the spiritual benefits in the world are gewaldic. It's limitless. The opportunity is endless. And it's coherent. It's coherent, meaning we can live together in that world and grow together, and we're not competing, and it's enhancing. That's the chiluk. That's why when the Gemara says in Tainus, when Hashem is telling us the difference between ruach and iska, choy dvarinu Hashem kesh. Spirituality is like a fire; it just gets bigger and bigger. It's gevaldik. The sun. Now I'll tell you what David Pardo says. The sun has a certain element. All dvarim gashmim are called sun, right? Tachas Hashemes, Tachas Hashemes, Tachas Hashemes, Tachas Hashemes. Whenever we talk about gashmis, it's under the sun. So why? He says like this: the sun cannot shine in two sides of the world at the same time. If it's light here, it's dark over there. And you could go to opposite ends, you could go, sometimes the sun, so it depends the angle. Some places it's a couple of hours behind. Some places it's light there and it's dark here. Because the way the shape of the world is in the angle of the sun. That's the laws of science. Okay? That's why Shlomo HaMelech, when he talks about Gashmius, says Rav David Pardo, he says it's all like under the sun, meaning it's either sunny over there or it's sunny over there. It's not available for everybody. That's how he describes Gashmius, Tachas HaShemesh. Torah is limitless. Ruchnius is limitless. That's why it's Lamala Min HaShemesh. It's beyond the sun. The sun is limited. The sun reflects limitation. And the Torah and mitzvahs reflect something that's limitless. And that the opportunity is endless. And that's why, that's the model. So when Shlomo HaMelech said that, Chazal realized that he really explained himself. That when he was saying hevel, he was saying life is full of disappointment. Because it's under the sun. It's limited. It's competitive. But listen to what David Pardo says. He says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be Chazal Darsh and the Pasuk and the Navi. That Loirov Lalechem, Loit Samal Amayim, Kim Lishmoy Bar Hashem. That means when Mashiach is going to come, the whole world is going to be on a spiritual. The whole world is going to be just hunger and thirsty for spirituality. It's going to be a different track, different system. It's going to be a different system than it is today. By everybody. It says like this. There's one relationship in this world. This is Rav David Pardo talking. There's one relationship in this world where the relationship is based on you getting enhanced by sharing your life with somebody else. And that's a chosen cup. All other partnerships, you're splitting the pie. Right? But the simcha of a chosen and the simcha of a kala is that they feel that they were enhanced by the presence of the other person. Zokter, that's going to be lost at love. It's going to be one big simcha's chosen kala.
Kechoson Yechayim Pe'er. Like the Simcha of a Choson Kale, where each one feels, not that they're not competing, but the opposite. The Simcha is that we're enhancing each other. Kei Navshi Togel Bashir. It's a Gevaldige Pshat. That's how he teaches the Pshat Nod. That's the Gula Asida, is going to be that level. So I tie it, that's what the Yom Tov of Sukkot is. I really want to give you the other Pshat. It turns out to be a Chazor of my first Pshat. I want to give you some of that. I'll finish this one anyway. The bottom line is, that's Sukkot. Why? Because Sukkot is a Yom Tov, where the whole Yom Tov is, we go onto a spiritual track. Our eating is in the Sukkot, our sleeping is in the Sukkot. Sukkot is the only Yom Tov we have, where really there is no physical. Because all the physical, Teshu came to do. The whole physical turns into spiritual. On a certain degree, you could say that's why Chazal say, Ruyim kol yisrael eishim b'sukkah achas. Sukkah, we could all live in one sukkah. Why can we all live in one sukkah? Because it's not the Gashmis. In the world of Ruchnias, we could all live in one sukkah. Chai Shulevit says that from the door of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, six Talmidim were able to wear 1,000. So what's Pshat? Try to make sense out of that. Six Talmidim weighing 1,000. Obviously, to some degree, you could say it was a concept. But even conceptually, what does it mean? Trying to bring out a concept, right? They weren't wearing 1,000, Ms. Tam. It's a big shaila and halacha for six people to wear 1,000 anyway. Okay? Well, there's all kinds of problems with Libra Yoyah say, oh, but they couldn't read Krishna. If you want to go and learn this, there's a big problem to learn a Kipshutai. Yeah? What does it mean? So, Chaim Shulev says, he says, the emes is that there's no way that 1 talus could have six people in it. There's no way. He said, but that's only if each guy in the talus is looking to cover himself. So then you have shnayim echzim b'talus. You have shisha echzim b'talus. So you learned the first Mishnah in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah Bava Metzia doesn't say, shnayim echzim b'talus, no problem, give each guy the whole talus. Can't do that, because it doesn't work in arithmetic. And if there's six people holding a talus, you cut into six. But that's because Zoi Makula Shalib is Zoi Makula Shalib. It's my talus. It's my talus. Now you got to split it. So come Chaim Shulev is. But if a guy says, I don't need a talus, I'm worried that you should have a talus. And the other guy says, he's worried he should have a talus. You know, there was a beautiful maisa with the Shach, the Sifse Koyan, the Shach. When the Shach started to be a Dayan, one of his earliest interns, two brothers came to him for the interns. Two brothers. What was the Dintara? One brother was Zvulun, and one brother was a Yisachar. So one brother was learning, the other brother was making money. The brother that was making money, right, went out and bought himself a very expensive fur coat. In Europe, that was very common, that the coat was freezing. Eastern Europe was freezing. You spent a lot of time outdoors, even in the back of a wagon. Today, you sit in a car. Today in America, I mean, you're talking about, we don't even know what it means. How cold are you? For 5 minutes? For 2 minutes to get to your car? Then you have heat. You have heat coming out of the dish. But today, you have heat coming from the seats, from the back, from the front. They're baking you in the car, right? Not as you could bake somebody like a loaf of bread, right? I sometimes make a mistake. I don't realize the car, you know. I'm wondering, I'm driving, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm something's happening. I'm just melting. Then I realized the heater in seats. I used to have a Volvo that had heat massage. It was together. So I'd be driving and all of a sudden I feel like my body is 9,500 degrees and I'm being massaged. Like, what's going on here? It's a car. It's a Heintigkeit. It's an Eierwelt. Right? It's a new world. In Europe, they were freezing. They traveled on wagons. It was freezing. They were freezing. So a coat was a... Today we don't think of it. I mean, I barely wear my coat the whole winter. Whatever my coat, it came out not in the Gaya, right? They wore a coat. The coat was... So the brother who made the money, he bought this expensive fur coat. He said, this is my coat. You know, you're the guy learning. I'm the guy working. I'm the one, I make the money. I go, it's my coat. The other brother said, listen, I'm the Talmud Chacham. I should get the fancy coat, the better coat. You're Bala boss, you know? You could wear the Moishmata. We could come with some Shach. For the turn. Shach hears both told him. He says, the two of you have very good times. The Zvulun has a Gevaldike Taina. He's the supporter. The Yisachar Taina is Kavrat Torah.
The Shach says, I have to think about this. It's not posh. It's not beferish halacha and chosha mishpat. I have to think about it. You give me a day or two. So they come back 2 days later. All of a sudden, the interior switched. The interior switched. The rich brother, the one who was supporting the younger brother, said, you know, I insist that my brother gets the fancy coat. I thought about it more. You gave me 2 days, just like you were thinking, I was thinking. And he's a Talmud Chacham. And I'm supporting him. It's my schus. He should get the nicer coat. The other brother, the Talmud Chacham, says, I also thought about it for 2 days. And I don't even know what I was thinking. My brother's supporting me. He's going schwitzing out there and freezing in the winter for me. He should get the coat. And now they had a different type of dinter. The Shach says, ah, have a posher date. He goes into his hallway. He has a coat. He has a closet. He opens up the closet. Bunch of coats there. Beautiful coats. He takes the coat out. He says, here's, I'm contributing a coat. You could have your coat. And then you have another coat. Two coats. So the brother was a businessman. Says, Shach, I don't understand what's going on here. You had to say it's 2 days ago. For this, you don't have to think about it for 2 days. You have your coat closet. You could have taken the coat out. This solution, you could have with this. So Shach taught him a murder lesson. He said, Rabbi Yisai, he said, 2 days ago, you said you want the coat. And he said he wants the coat. In that atmosphere, I want to keep my coat. So we all wanted to keep our coats. But now that the two of you came and you're fighting to give the other one, I also am getting ashpar from that. Ich will euch geben. So I gave it also. Zochnim b'chaim shumlevitz. That when the Gemara praises the generation of Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, they're not praising that they lived in poverty. They're praising that generation, they didn't care about themselves, they cared about the other one. Memela, if you care about the other guy, then there's no problem, there's always enough. There's always enough. When you're the focus, there's not enough. That's what the Gemara says. Yishiyiras Hashemi Tisalo. That's the door of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. That's what Chaim Shulevitz says. That could be also pshat in the Gemara. If two people get along, that you can live on top of a needle. Could be the same word from Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz. There's many different pshatim in that Gemara, but some learn in Stavka needle. I'm not going to go down that. But the bottom line is, Sukkah is a time when we're living for Ruchnius. There's no limitation. We can all sit in one Sukkah. Memela, that's why a Sukkah has to have the sun out of the Sukkah. Chamsim rubim itzulsa psua. Because the Sukkah represents that we're living on a Ruchnius track. So we keep the sun out of the Sukkah. It also explains why the Kechodim were created to enhance the moon. It's the only creation that was there only to enhance the moon. That's why the Kechodim Dafki is supposed to have in the Sukkah. It's a strange scenario. The Schach has to keep the sun away, and the stars has to keep in. You have to be able to see the stars. Why? It's for the same reason. It's the same Yisoid. That's the Yisoid for Nasukkah. That's why the Sukkah. The Mela, that's the reason why we read Kehelos on Chag HaSukkah. We read Kehelos Chag HaSukkos because Kehelos is being read on a Yom Tov. We're all elevating ourselves to live l'malo min HaShemesh. And that's the Yesod of Sefer Kehelos. The Yesod of Sefer Kehelos is that there's something higher than just worrying about the mundane. And the mundane is something that's just disappointing. It's a life of disappointment. Like Rabbi Yankov always said from the altar, Yesh, Eino Domeis V'chatzi Tavose B'yodeh means you don't enjoy anything. See, Yesh Loi Me'eho Yitzim Messiah. If you have 100, you want 200. If you have 200, you want 400. So it's mashma, you always have 50% of what you want, right? If you have 100, you have 200. You want 200, it means I have 50%. If I have 200, I want 400. Sounds like I have 50. But then the Gemara says, no. Eino Domeis V'chatzi Tavose B'yodeh. So Yankov said over from the altar from Slobodka. That the Alta said, what's pshat? He said, gevaldik pshat. He said, number one, you always want more, right? So whenever, if you have 100 million, you want 200 million. Okay? I over the last couple of years, and specifically recently, I've adjudicated Dinei Torah. Well, you can't even imagine the amount of money that's going on there. You can't even imagine. You wonder, like, why can't they just laws up already? You have 100 million. You have 100 million. Fine. Well, no, no. 150 million. It's fine. Laws up, Shem. It's enough money. Right? Big Dinei Torah over crazy amounts of money. There's no end. Right? So you think, if I would only have another 100 million, I would be happy. That's number one, right? Dr. Alter von Slobodka. But that guy who wants another 100 million, it's not pshat that he has 100%, like you sit down for a meal, right? Sometimes you sit down, you're starving. Okay? So you take two pieces of sushi, you feel, okay, mishkefel, you feel better. You still want another two pieces. Right? But you feel better than you felt before you had to. You feel, shtickle, you're full. You have another one, you still want another one. Right? But you feel you're getting full. The guy who has 100 million wants 200 million. He's not enjoying his 100 million at all. It's not pshat, oh, I have 100 million, God's fine. Grant, I want another 100 million. You understand? It's not that way. If you have 100 million, you want another 100 million? You're miserable. The whole saying, Nenu Shoivili. Homan didn't say, "Gan's fine. I'm pretty good. I'm the Mishnah Melech. I'm second to the most powerful person in the world. I mamish have unbelievable. Granted, there's one fakrum tiyid, that one little guy over there. I'd like him to bow down to me. You know, it bothers me. He's not, but he didn't say that. He said, the chol zeh einenu shoyveli. It's worthless to me. That one thing I don't have makes me unhappy with everything. That's the concept. I'm miserable. Because of what I'm missing. That's the chiluk. That's the Vilna Gaon says that's the chiluk by Ruchnius. Ruchnius, every little bit that you have gives you satisfaction. You want more? You want more? If you think of Chaim Kanievsky feels like he has enough Torah, you're absolutely wrong. You're 1,000% wrong. The bigger you are, the more you want. The more Torah you want. But Chaim is very tzifrid with his Torah. He wants more. He's getting a lot of honor from what he has. Kivegel, they asked the Mishael of Kivegel, if you're allowed to wear lace shoes on Shabbos, I was carrying. This was his uncle, Wolf, one of the Eggers, sent the Mishael about lace shoes being a Shael of carrying. Kivegel writes him back, there's no Shael of carrying. When it's tied, there's no Shael of carrying. And even if it loosens up, it's no Shael of carrying. It's a chiluk of the tzura of the beged. And then he says, Avo, choyshani shasal loiv shafilu b'choel, memnei bitl teh. He says, but I don't know if you could wear lace shoes even during the week because it's bitl teh, the time that it takes to tie the shoe. Nervayim, huh? You're tying shoes, what's going on here? Right? Reb Chaim, well, you know, 22 hours a day, 20 hours a day, 18, whatever, a lot. But he learns with an index card. Why does he learn with an index card? So we asked his grandson, why does your Zayda learn with an index card? He said, because my Zayda made a cheshbon. He always likes to have his hand on the place. And if he does, uses a finger, he loses the time that he runs back to the beginning of the line. If he does the index card, he just goes straight down. But like this, he has to go like this. How many of you have thought about that problem? Did it bother any of you? That time that it goes all the way back. Does that bother you? But Reb Chaim still has tremendous honor from what he has. That's the essay. That's Torah. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. That life, tachas HaShemesh, even what you have, you don't enjoy. It's all heaven. Even what you have, you don't enjoy.